As we come to the Lord in worship, it's good to remember the Lord that we worship and what his nature is like. That is found in the law of God as the perfect reflection of his character. Let's remember that this morning. As God says in Scripture, God spoke all these words saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of those that hate me, showing steadfast love to the thousands of them who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. On it you shall do no work, you or your son, or your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your female servant, nor your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And he rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor his washer or dryer or car or anything that is your neighbor's. I was thinking this morning what it means that when Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you really love God and who he is, it's going to be natural that you're going to follow his commandments because it's in keeping with his character. But if you're honest and you recognize truly that you have not kept these commandments as you ought, you recognize you don't love God the way you ought. So let's come before the Lord and confess our sins together and seek forgiveness and pardon for these things. Let's pray. Great Father in heaven, we come before you this morning recognizing that we have not loved you, nor your Son, nor embraced your Spirit. We come before you recognizing and confessing even the sin of pride and how we have lapsed into it. Father, we come asking that you would forgive us for making gods of ourselves and exalting our ego and for having usurped the honors that are due to you and to you alone. Father, in our pride that we have recognized ourselves rather than recognizing you, we have forgotten to give thanks because we have been overly infatuated with our own abilities and with our own accomplishments. Lord, we want to admit before you that this great infestation is deeply lodged in us. Indeed, it's the source and fountain of many other sins. Our conceit has kept us from enjoying the full benefits of unity. It is always schismatic and in the roots of division, disharmony, even within our families, within our church, and within the broader kingdom of God. Father, we ask that you would forgive us for being so vain as to think that we are perfect or without flaw. Forgive us for not being humble enough to confess our errors or seek out those whom we've wronged or been estranged from. God, we know our egotism has perverted our growth in grace. Having become puffed up in pride, and our minds have been closed and refused knowledge, ignored correction, and left unheeded the instruction of divine revelation. Father, pardon us for the way we have made ourselves into accredited scholars and so closed our minds to you and to your wisdom. Lord, we pray that you would not give us over to our sin and allow us to be cast further into the pit of our pig-headed pomp. But Father, would you turn us to that lowliness that Christ himself had? Let that mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus, who being the very form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Father, we pray that we would always remember that we are nothing. Remind us continually of our impoverished estate and how low it really is. How ridiculously ignorant we are. How recklessly vile we are. How carelessly inappropriate and irreverent we are. And Father, we pray that your dear Spirit, after having taught us our true condition, would not allow us to think more highly than we ought, but that we would ever lean upon the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we ask it in Jesus' strong name. Amen. Friends, the good word of God's gospel comes from Isaiah 43, where God says, I am he who blots out all your transgressions for my own name's sake, and I will remember your sins no more. Praise be to him.